USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hoping the nation can reopen by Easter, although the president does say that could be done on a state-by-state basis.
Take a look at the Farm Bill. Take a look at the areas out west. Look at big sections of Texas. I was talking to the great governor of Texas. They've done a fantastic job out there, but they have very big sections of Texas where, you know, it's like numerous states, frankly. We can have large sections of, if we want to do it that way, we could have large sections of the country open. I think it's very important that we start moving on that and start thinking about it because our country wants to be open.
The president also pushing for the passage of a massive coronavirus stimulus package. That package looks to be around $2 trillion. The president praising both Democrats and Republicans for working together on this bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A legendary rap star has a message about the virus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Real important message. I need y'all to stay in the house for me, man.
Snoop Dogg says people need to stay inside their homes as much as possible until the pandemic subsides. California's Governor Gavin Newsom retweeted a video message from the rapper.
I need everybody to stay in the house. I know it's hard, but we got to stay in the house so we can get this thing, you know, under control.
Snoop goes on to say the longer people continue to ignore the advice or, in some cases, violate orders not to go outside or gather in groups, the longer it's going to force Americans to have to isolate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a chance of tornadoes in the southeastern part of the United States. There's a line of rain and thunderstorms stretching from Missouri to the Carolinas. Some flooding and hail is possible, along with damaging winds and the potential once again for tornadoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus is having a large impact on restaurants across the United States, as most restaurants are now only allowed curbside pickup or to-go orders. Forrest Higgin is the owner of Gumby's Pizza down in San Marcos, Texas. He tells Fox News what he's doing to stay afloat during these tough times.
You know, we've adapted. We've gone to contact-free delivery where you can place an order online, pay online, and we deliver it without ever even having contact with your customer. And we've just tried to adapt to be different. Thanks to some great leadership here at the state of Texas, Governor Abbott released some great changes, and it's going to allow us to actually start delivering alcohol today. So we're trying to adapt daily. It's a new thing for us. Every morning we wake up, and we're just doing the best to try and keep as many of my employees working and the people here in the local city of San Marcos fed, and we really rely on their help to keep us going.
Restaurants around the country have dubbed Tuesday as Great American Takeout Day. The idea is to order takeout or delivery and post about it on social media using the hashtag Great American Takeout. Japan is delaying the 2020 Olympics until next year. On NBC's Today Show, NBC Sports primetime host Mike Tirico says the delay was inevitable.
It went downhill so fast and so quickly, as everything has really regarding this.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said the games will be held next summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.